guys, welcome back to Navigate Devotional. Here at Navigate, our hope and prayer is to help you engage with the Bible. It's through the Bible that God speaks, and today, as we have a conversation over this passage, we hope you're able to be refreshed, challenged, and comforted by what God says.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Navigate Devotional. We're going to be looking at Romans 14, 1 to 12 today. Here's what God's Word says, beginning at verse 1. Accept the one whose faith is weak, without quarreling over disputable matters. One person's faith allows them to eat anything, but another whose faith is weak eats only vegetables. The one who eats everything must not treat with contempt the one who does not. And the one who does not eat everything must not judge the one who does, for God has accepted them. Who are you to judge someone else's servant? To their own master, servants stand or fall, and they will stand, for the Lord is able to make them stand. One person considers one day more sacred than another. Another considers every day alike. Each of them should be fully convinced in their own mind. Whoever regards one day as special does so to the Lord. Whoever eats meat does so to the Lord, for they give thanks to God. And whoever abstains does so to the Lord and gives thanks to God. For none of us live for ourselves alone, and none of us dies for ourselves alone. If we live, we live for the Lord, and if we die, we die for the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. For this very reason, Christ died and returned to life so that he might be the Lord of both the dead and the living. You then, why do you judge your brother or sister? Or why do you treat them with contempt? For we will all stand before God's judgment seat. It is written, as surely as I live, says the Lord, every knee will bow before me and every tongue will acknowledge God. So then, each of us will give account of ourselves to God. So, my name's Ben, and I'm joined with Ryan. Hey, Ryan.
Hello.
We're talking here about the idea of convictions, I guess, and wisdom, and what it means to kind of, follow Jesus and make decisions that might be different to other people's decisions. And I just want to say up front, as someone who eats only vegetables at home, is Paul describing me as weak?
Can I say, yes, we are probably all weaker at some point in every area of life.
Yeah.
In every area of
this
life.
Not, so it's not a bad point. Thing.
Yeah. No. So it's, in particular as we get into it, we're all going to have areas in our life where we perhaps feel we're more stronger or weaker in others, and decisions we make for whatever reasons. Well, not for whatever reasons. There's good reasons why we make them.
Yeah.
And Paul really helps us consider that now.
Yeah. So what are we? I mean, I say that tongue in cheek, and I think your point's really helpful to just kind of go, we saw this in chapter 12. Don't think of yourself more highly than you ought.
Yeah.
And what that means is we understand that the only strong one among us is Jesus. Mm. And the rest of us are, fallen creatures who are following the Creator and saved by faith. But here we're talking about something different in the sense that he mentions some different specific topics. So meat and then special days, and so what are we talking about here, and how do we understand this, Ryan?
Yeah, so again, it's really helpful for us to remember the people, the place, the problems that Paul's addressing with the Roman Christians, and they're Jew and Gentiles, and so food and special days are big.
Yeah,
in terms of how they make sense of what's important, what life looks like and what it doesn't look like, these would be two massive contention points. So Jews, only ate particular kinds of food, particular times in the year. They had other days and festivals that they saw as quite important for them.
Yeah.
And the Gentiles probably had their own, or even just perhaps couldn't appreciate what the Jewish festivals kind of really meant.
Yeah.
And so what Paul's trying to get is, how do we live together when we are coming from very different places? And in many ways, like we're saying, for every individual, for us today, we're all going to have particular, unique weaknesses that we need to be aware of, in particularly in relationship. and Paul gives us a couple of ideas as how to actually make sense of how we love one another well.
Yeah.
And he says, yeah, it's not a matter of law, what's particularly right and wrong.
Mm.
There is that. So we're talking about in the bounds of following Jesus.
Mm.
So Jesus does lay down, hey, this is inappropriate for you. This is not appropriate. But it's quite open to, well, what does that actually look like in practice?
Yeah.
There's not a law saying exactly what you should eat and shouldn't eat, for example, or what you should watch on Netflix and not watch on Netflix.
Yeah.
But God, Jesus speak to how we should make sense of those things.
Yeah.
Set your mind on the things above, not on the things of earth. Actually, okay, we need to apply that to just an example. And so here it's about wisdom. It's taking, well, who do I know God to be? Who am I in Christ?
Mm.
And what kind of life is God actually calling me to live and to become more like? And what does it look like for me to do that here? How do I love God and my neighbor in this moment?
Yeah. So there's the ones that you mentioned there with food and the days. And I guess to give some contextual ones today, you know, because both of these things could be in, you know, their own way, food and special days that people have celebrated, you know, have gone throughout history in different, you know, times and places where, you know, different things have been the focus. So, you know, with food, you could say that, you know, some people today have actually made a decision not to eat meat.
Yeah.
And they'd say they've done that because of the, you know, environment and, you know, God calls us to be good stewards. So they've done that. Other people have decided that, you know, actually it's okay to eat meat. And so that could be one in the present day that we're talking about, that, you know, specific issue. You could think about perhaps alcohol as well. You know, some people today have decided it's okay to drink alcohol in moderation. Others have decided not to. When it comes to days as well, you know, as I was reading that, I was just thinking, you know, some Christians have decided it's okay to celebrate Halloween.
Mm.
And some Christians wouldn't and say that it's not okay. Mm. You know, some would say it's okay to celebrate even Christmas. And I'm sure there are some out there that, you know, say that actually, you know, it was a pagan festival to begin with. And so I'm not going to do that. And so there's some modern examples kind of talking about the type of thing that Paul's speaking about to this church. So if now we're familiar with the issues, tell us how Paul says, okay, how do you address this? How do we understand what is right, what's wrong?
So two things. He says, consider how God sees them, thinks about them. He says he accepts them.
Then the people.
The people. So, he accepts us. And so the helpful distinction here, sometimes he doesn't always approve of everything that we do. So accepting is different to approving. So God accepts us. He doesn't always approve of everything we choose to do. And that's why it's really important. As we go to make sense of what it means to love God in the moment as we live our life, we're going to get it wrong. And so that's why it's so important that we realize that we have a Lord who is able to make us stand.
Mm.
We have a Lord that is able to keep us in a healthy relationship with God. Like, that's when I fall, God, that doesn't change my relationship with God. We're still good.
Yeah.
And so that's why that's really important. The other thing then is the person themselves and their personal conviction about what it means for them to honor and love God for them and what's going on in their heart.
Yeah. Yeah, super helpful. So firstly, God has accepted people. We saw that first 11 chapters by faith. That's how people are saved. And we also saw a lot about God being judge. So this is kind of saying, man, remember, God accepts them. God is the judge. Leave that to him.
Yeah.
And then the second thing that you so helpfully said, be fully convinced in your own mind. Seek God on different issues. And, you know, like, let's use the example of Halloween. Like, you know, what do you think about Halloween? Seek God on it, pray on it.
Yeah.
You know, you've got the spirit within you, and then whatever your convictions are, like, it's kind of like, well, sweet.
There's freedom there. There's grace there.
Yeah,
that's right. And it's interesting. Like, we need to realize that, you know, it's the conscience, it's the heart. It's where my heart wounds are that will actually lead me to need to walk with God in particular ways.
Yeah.
And that's just different for each of us. And so it's just realizing that that's a thing and actually respecting that and realizing that, yeah, a person may make these decisions because they're actually taking their relationship with God seriously. And as Paul will say later on, we don't want to actually tear that down or destroy that. But he's kind of just focusing on these two things that when it comes to making sense of what it means to make sense of Yeah, loving God and others in the world. It's okay, our position with God and then actually putting that into practice.
Yeah, now I love what you said there. So it's based on your faith, you know, and understanding your weaknesses and what you're going through as well, because that's going to determine what you do with those days or with that food or with whatever issue comes up.
Yeah.
Because for some of us, we're going to need to reject. You know, when it comes to a day, when it comes to a food, when it comes to certain things, we're going to have the convictions where we actually need to reject that thing for the sake of our faith with God. Mm. There's other things, though, that we can redeem. And so we can look at the food, the festival or whatever, and we can go, you know, Halloween might be a festival, you know, that has dark roots or whatever. Mm. But as a Christian, I'm not celebrating that. I'm going to redeem it. I'm going to, you know, take it as a moment to dress up and have some fun and, you know, maybe even be able to point to people to Jesus on that day. Mm. There's also another option for us. It's not just reject and redeem. It's also receive. Mm. And so for some of us, we go, okay, I need to reject it. For some of us, we go, I need to redeem it. For some of us, we just go, okay, I can receive it as it is.
Yeah.
You know, I can take what the festival, what the food is as it is. I don't have to do anything with it and it's okay. Mm. And, you know, an example that comes to mind might be something like, you know, Easter. It's like, man, just receive that. Enjoy that we get Friday, Sunday off.
Yeah.
Enjoy going to church. Enjoy that there's some Easter eggs and some food around it, the time off or whatever.
Mm.
But those things are going to have to shift and change depending on who we are and what we're going through and what that day, that food represents for us.
Yeah, that's right. And I think where it, the passage, well, where Paul, sorry, takes us is to realize that we all stand before God and in a sense, we all give an account to Him.
Yeah.
And so we, in a way, the phrases can be like we live and die before an audience of one.
Yeah.
One who is able to save, who's judged us already in Christ. And so there's a freedom there to actually explore and make sense of what it means for us to love God and love one another and to become more like Jesus. Like that is a process like we talked about and have been talking about. Like you've got to actually do stuff to make sense of what it actually looks like. If we don't have the safety and the grace to explore, actually, it makes it very hard to grow. And so there's freedom and choice in the umbrella of grace that we kind of sit under.
As we wrap up this passage, there is a challenge here for us to remember that when it comes to living out the life that God has called us to, that we are doing that to an audience of one. We don't want to be impacted by other people around us, you know, by some version of peer pressure where we are just living the way that other people live because that's what's socially acceptable for the time. We want to actually remember that we are living for the audience of one, accountable before God. And so when it comes to decisions that we make and things that we participate in, those three R's I think are super important to figure out what we're going to do in all of life. The first one is we can receive it. There's some things in life that it's going to be completely appropriate for us to receive, to just participate in it as it's given to us. We don't need to question it or think about it and we can receive it as it is. The second thing is we can reject it. If there's, you know, practices from our world that we actually need to say no to, for all of us, that might be different. That might look different for some of us as we're listening to this. But to figure out what are the things that you need to reject because it's unhelpful for your faith, that might be different to someone else. But for all of us, there are decisions, there are things that we're going to need to reject. And then for some of us, it's redeem. We're going to need to redeem things. Where we see things that the world gives us, we take them, but we redeem them. And we show them how in those things it leads us to point to Jesus in whatever that situation is, whether it is something like Halloween, as we talked about, whether it is something like Christmas or New Year's Eve or whatever, where there's moments that we can actually redeem and point to Jesus through that and in that. So we can, those three R's again, receive, reject, or redeem. And we do that in light of knowing that God is the one that we are accountable to.